Dr. Dan Erickson and Artin Masihi, who own urgent care centers. Well, you know, they're suspect for that, too. Wait a minute. You don't work for a big conglomerate hospital, you. You're a couple of independent rabble-rousers. You don't believe in community collective one-payer Bernie Sanders medicine. That's really what all this is about. We have government experts and doctors out there that work for universities, meaning they don't actually work, that spend all of their time promoting the narrative. Speaking of cherry-picking data, and then relaying it out there as if it's gospel. In fact, by the by, if you're watching us on the YouTube or you're listening on the free preview stream, another listening record broken yesterday. Now, it's still a rumble. It has not gone viral. The Crusade Channel preview stream. I'll know when it goes viral because the company's going to notify me and tell me that we ran out of bandwidth. We haven't run out of bandwidth yet. However, I see the nice little tick up. 15-20% per day of people finding the public service Crusade Channel the relay of the premium fee, which usually, I just want to explain this because I want people to know that the Crusade Channel, what we do here is a live 24-hour-a-day radio station. We work for you. We work for subscribers. We are true independent media. You're not going to find independent media out there, broadcasting media, outside of this one, like this. What about the Daily Shingle? I said broadcasters. I didn't say gatherers of media, podcasting, and television show or what have you. In any event, just so you'll know, when we don't normally relay the premium stream to the public. We're doing this as a public service so that radio-free Pandemistan can actually be heard by the few people that have found it. And maybe that number is different every day, and then the cumulative number is in the thousands. But it's out there as a public service, giving voice to those who are not going along with the corona hoax shamdemic. Somebody was excoriating me last night. I get excoriated every day. You. On Twitter. One mistake and we'll kill you. Follow me, by the by, at the King Dude. You. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's a hoax. But yeah, the death numbers don't add up. You have 26 million people unemployed. Yes, it's a hoax. Maybe a small single-digit percent increase in some states, New Tenochtitlan and Louisiana, in mortality rate, as per usual, year over year. You know, this ridiculous idea that somehow we've all got to spring to the ramparts to stop death out there. Okay, if you want to do that, here, I have a suggestion. Why don't we shut down all the abortion clinics? How about that? You want to save 7,000 some? Hey, Richard, is Barrett, by the way, our chat room is open. Free service. If you're watching on YouTube, the chat is disabled, but we have our own chat, and I hope you'll use it. And if you're on the preview stream, why not come into the chat room and get the full experience and see the actual community over the last four and a half years of this radio station being live, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that has been formed. CrusadeChannel.net. And look, 32 already. In the opening minutes, yesterday it was already at 50, so we're off to a lame-o Wisdom Wednesday start. You can change that, though, citizen. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. So yesterday, when the, I wouldn't say it was a hoax. I would. Do we actually have a definition of hoax? Because if this isn't it, then someone is going to have to show me what a hoax is. Now, maybe the textbook definition has something to do with a great scam being perpetrated, if you will. And people actually finding out about it after the fact. This is what's going to happen, by the by. Which is why men like Erickson and Mahezy have to be silenced and shut up now. You got to pull them off of all media where they are found. The officials have to, the elites, they're wearing the big girl and big boy underwear, have to come out and say, they cooked their books. They're not even experts. They're just a couple of emergency room quacks. You know what? If you needed emergency room care and Dr. Erickson was the only one that was on duty at the accelerated emergency room care, I wonder if you'd say, no, I don't want him treating me. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Radio Free Pandemistan is on. Erickson and Mahezy claimed on urgent care centers in Bakersfield had called a press conference to release their conclusions about the results of 5,213 COVID-19 tests they had conducted at their centers and testing site. They claimed the results showed that the virus had spread further in the area undetected and thus wasn't all that dangerous. That's not what they said. And besides, that's confirmed by Dr. Ioannidis and Santa Clara County and the University of Southern California and Los Angeles County Department of Health. We covered a story last week. The numbers come out all about the same. By the by, saying hello to a representative from the great state of Ohio, Paul Zeltwanger, who is listening out there with Representative Nino Vitale. By the way, Nino was telling me last night via text message that Governor Drank DeWine, see, I made a new name up for this guy, Governor Drank or Drunk DeWine and his pinko commie female Joseph Mengele cohort She's a wacko.
I know she's a wacko. I'm just laughing at your names.
Amy, what's her... I created a new name. I created a new name, and it made me forget her actual name. Acton. Not to be confused with Lord Acton, for heaven's sake. That Governor Drank DeWine said that on Friday, May the 1st, phase one reopenings can begin. Now, again, to accept the phased openings is to accept the corona hoax narrative. Yesterday, Governor Edwards sashayed out there. And by the way, we have the audio. Here in Louisiana, we are fixing the state, the legislators are fixing to end the reign of Emperor Bell Edwards I. It's fixing to happen. It's been in development now they've been talking about it and getting the petition circulated for three weeks now. I don't know why it took 3 weeks, but in any event, in our State Emergency Preparedness Act, which passed and added to the Constitution in 2007, the governor's power can be recalled by a simple majority of the legislature.